Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
As it comes across to Munster. Now, he's gone for a 40-20 a different way here, drilling it along the sideline, hoping to banana it in the touch. But again, Crichton positions himself well. Always seems to do well, Crichton, when he has to play that fullback role. He gets it to within 19 of halfway. As it comes down here to Toto, and he's dropped out. I'm starting to be on your side, Wendell. Nothing is happening now. Here it comes to Coruscant.
Oh, the defence has been great.
No, it's been magnificent.
This is Jimmy Graham. Okay, yeah.
We need a couple of tries just to finish the night. Now Coruscant throws it on to Kenny, and Kenny is wrapped up by King. King 39 away. And Kenny is clutching at his eyes here. What's happened there? He's still in a bit of pain as the play continues, and it comes to Tunnel. He's met on the 30. Away to Coruscant on the last. Away to Yo on the diagonal. Goes to O'Sullivan. Gives it to Salmon. Keeps it going right to Jennings. Jennings flicks it out the back. And guess what happens? It goes into touch. Melbourne just know what Penrith are going to do before Penrith know. The defenders out there were all over that. Even if that went to Tottle's hands, he was going to be hammered. 16-0.
I'm not sure what they're not learning. Once again, they're going lateral. Mate, you go on that outside, drop him off back underneath, come back against the grain or something. Oh, my goodness.
Crowd 15-6-1-2. That might be their lowest of the year, and I say that in total positivity, that their worst crowd is 15,500 on a Thursday night. It's on free-to-air television. It is a Thursday night. Their best players aren't here, and they still nearly feel the joy. Who's over your coach now? Just outside the 30. Triple M rocking the footy for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas. Comes to Munster. Munster to Brandon Smith. Then he's put down. And, he'll play it 12 short of halfway, where Grant scoots out a dummy half and he's been rolled over. So, last tackle coming. It's Tyron Wishart getting some game time near the end. Away to Cooper Johns. He's going to get another win as a starting half player. And puts up a shallow kick, easily taken by Tuava. Beats one. Oh, he almost beat Jesse Bromwich. Great tackle by Jesse Bromwich. And Tuava there met 10 short of halfway. Crichton now gets it on the second tackle. And crushes it up to the halfway line, where three defenders meet him and put him away. Coruscant throws it on now to Sorensen. And Sorensen, all he can do is bump it up the middle. A lot of game time for him, especially since Liam Martin got himself injured. Now Yo to the left of O'Sullivan on the kick out. Geez, they've kept him quiet. Kick out, 10 runs, 52 metres. And he's knocked over again. 30 out left side, swung to the right. Yo to Kenny. Kenny has looked as dangerous as any of them when he's running. But he's put away by Tom Eisenhut. Last, Coruscant runs, then throws a loose pass. It's somehow kicked and rebounded straight to kick out. And it was played out. So six more coming for Penrith as kick out came up with it. Now, Coruscant away here to Tunnel. Tunnel dropped down. Well, they've absorbed it for 77 minutes. Melbourne won on another set or two. As Penrith 10 away, slowly get it to the right. Eisenhut, man Eisenhut, away to O'Sullivan, turns it on the inside, and the man it comes to is wrapped up in front of the post. All these plays, Melbourne have the answers. Coruscant, short pass, Jennings almost squeezes his way through. That was a bit more direct. And he'll play it a meter out to Coruscant. Slowly he gets it. Throws long left to Yo. Keeps it going now to O'Sullivan. Oh,
tackle.
Hammered by Johns. 12 away. Last tackle. It's Coruscant to the left of Salmon onto Crichton. A dinky left foot kick. And Coach almost makes a mess of it. Kicks it in desperation. Almost takes a bloke's head off. And just had a little gentle apology. It was okay. It rebounded. It was fine. But he could have just done some damage there. He kicked the hell out of the ball. And that was a little bit lucky.
It was the play before as well. A play that we've seen quite a bit from the Penrith Panthers. And Melbourne Storm were just reading it so well. There's three in defenders. It was Cooper Johns that time who just put all the pressure on the Penrith Panthers half and shut the play down. I would like to see them adjust.
So there's the rebound off the dropout. Penrith come up with it. So the short dropout for Munster. Penrith get in anyway. Salmon at the 20. He does a beautiful step on Tyron Wishart. Did a number on him. And then finally wrapped up by two big fellas. Jesse Bromwich asked for Solomona. 90 seconds to go. 16-0 Melbourne. Mitsubishi Triton haven't had any points in this second half. As now he's... Oh, punch has been thrown by Lenu. It's Brandon Smith, the recipient. So the little annoying one, Brandon Smith, has got a reaction out of Lenu. And Lenu immediately apologises but said, sir, he was annoying me. I think it was a punch.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's 10 in the bin for Spencer. And Brandon has worn one there. There might be a little bit of claret from the nose. So here's a replay. Brandon Smith always copped an accidental boot. Oh, that was Salmon-esque, if I may say. And then he pushes Lenu, and then Lenu doesn't like that. So we're now seeing him, the two joined by a host of players. Didn't see a punch on that angle, so maybe it was more a push. But it was the little kick out from Lenu as he was trying to get to play the ball. That got the reaction from Smith, and then Smith's reaction got the reaction from Lenu.
1 minute to go, boys.
Surely, penalty.
Surely a try. Something
they,
penalty.
They looked at the tackle and said that any contact there was just incidental. They said it was just incidental. Play down, Appy.
All right, tapped here by Corson. Oh, Lenu, and he went straight at Brandon Smith and got help from two defenders. That's good stuff. Now, it's Matt Eisenhuth. Oh, he's going to be picked off. 50 seconds. Melbourne have to hold on for one more set. Brandon Smith's going to get himself in the bin here with the way he's going. He's niggling on every tackle. Jamin Salmon on the next play. Oh, he's easily hauled in. That was Tom Eisenhuth and also Jesse Bromwich. Ball play to Coruscant. Throws to the left to O'Sullivan. On to Lenu. Oh, Lenu and Smith again. Lenu and Smith again. Smith won that little battle. He slows to play the ball down as the ball is played to Coruscant. 20 seconds to go. It's set up for kick out. Shovels a pass. And Crichton is stopped and put on his back and meet around. And it looked like he was going to score.
Last tackle.
This is it. Melbourne deserve to keep a clean sheet. Kick out of the open right. O'Sullivan drills a kick.
Wow.
Cut off by Tom Eisenhuth, the former Panther.
Wow.
And he's dragged down. Oh, stand up and applaud.
Yes.
We have seen one of the great club defensive displays in a long, long time. The Melbourne Storm have suffocated Penrith. 16 points to nil. They have absorbed wave after wave of attack. Penrith's limitations are there. Their key players are on the show. But don't forget, Melbourne have plenty out as well. And they move up to third. That's on the back of Cameron King, Wally Munster. He keeps playing like that. We will be making comparisons to the great man. Melbourne move up to third, at least for now. Penrith, well, they're 6 points clear of the Cowboys. Cowboys play the Roosters at the SCG. If the margin, well, Penrith have got to win one somewhere if they want to pinch, if they want to close down this minor premiership. So maybe we shouldn't just give him the J.J. Giltman just yet.
Oh, well, you're giving it to him at the start of the game, Dan. You said it was theirs.
Don't start with me. Well, you see a performance like that.
Yeah.
And you think, well, hang on.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on, they're Cleary and Luai. I mean, Edwards and Fisher-Harris was, you know, a big out. You know, they're big outs. But now they've got no Liam Martin.
Yeah.
Luai and Cleary aren't there for a while.
Yeah.
So these youngsters, listen, they did it through Origin. They won and won and won, and they won last week a fabulous win against Canberra. Well, they're going to have to get one more just to make a bird of this minor premiership. But anyway, Jimmy Graham, the story of the night, Melbourne Storm, who are not the most loved team in the NRL, but my goodness, you have to respect them.
Oh, man, absolutely. And even to the last moment of the game there, you've got big Nelson Asafa Solomona in cover defence, making a try-saving tackle on Stephen Crichton to keep that scoreboard to nil. That's amazing stuff from the Melbourne Storm. And
Wow, it was incredible.
Brandon Smith, I can see him there with Emma Lawrence.
Thank you, Dan. Brandon, congratulations. How's the body? It was a tough one at the end there, and you're struggling to hold your breath.
Yeah, it's a tough game out there tonight. I don't think I've come off the field with this many bumps and bruises. I got a lot of bumps to the head, so look forward to getting on ice and going down to Brisbane, see my family and stuff, so that's going to be good.
Very nice. One of those was from Spencer Leanu at the end there. Yeah. You got under his skin. What'd you say to him?
Nah, I didn't say anything to him. I just pushed him and let him know that, you know, I think it was an accident, but it still hit me in the head and I wasn't happy. And it still brought about 30 seconds off the clock, so that was very handy.
Very handy indeed. Like, how pleased is Bellamy going to be with that defence? Like, Penrith have not been held to nil since 2015.
Yeah, well, I know he'll be super, super happy with the zero on the Panthers board, but still a lot of things we've got to work on in attack. I mean, we had Nick Meaney and Cooper Johns partnering together, I think, for the first time with Munster at fullback. And, you know, our whole game plan was just to stay in the fight and let our real superstars go and put the points on. And I think Munster and Justin Olam and Marion Seve, I think the two centres in our team deserve massive raps. They were outstanding.
What about Munster? He plays at the back, try-saving tackles, one-on-one steals. Great with the boot. Seems he can do it all.
Yeah, and he's as thick as pig. Yes. Mate, he's the dumbest bloke in the world, but when he gets on this field, he's a genius. It's outstanding, but I'm glad I'm playing with him and not against him. And he's the most annoying bloke on planet Earth, but he's one of my good mates, so I've got to love him.
All right, enjoy, rest up, and enjoy the time with the family too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Charlie, sign him up for the Saturday show when he moves up to Sydney. He's good talent, Brandon Smith.
He's good talent,
he is a funny bloke. He's refreshing.
Yeah. He'll be too busy getting around the eastern suburbs, mate. The eastern suburbs, mate, it's a good place to live.
Well, you show him all the places.
Oh, I'm not showing you anything, mate. I think he'll be right, mate.
We'll see. Is Emma getting one more, or that's it? That's it. Okay, Emma's got to head off. So that is a statement from Melbourne. 16 points to nil over the Penrith Panthers. Not a huge margin in terms of not 40 to nil, 50 to nil, but my goodness, didn't they show Penrith up tonight? Plenty of excuses for both sides. Great night's entertainment. Only three tries. But they were three pretty spectacular tries. Triple M rocking the footy. We'll wrap it up after this from Penrith.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Don't ever send me to Tommy Lee's Instagram page again. Ever. Triple M rocking. By God, didn't I just learn something?
Yeah.
Triple M rocking the footy. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Melbourne 16, Penrith 0. Penrith fans just getting in the car now. You can see them at all around here, Penrith Stadium. Jimmy Graham, should they be concerned? Liam Martin, possible syndesmosis. That is something to be concerned about. Moses Leota coming off with some sort of hamstring injury, so we don't know how serious that is. But in general, do Penrith fans have much to worry about given so many of their guns are out?
Yeah, look, ever so slightly, this isn't the time to be getting injuries and suspension. They've sailed through the season. They've been by far and away the best side. And I always said that I only think it's Penrith that can beat themselves. And some of that is perhaps through injury and suspension. But look, Coach Cleary will not be panicking, but there's a little bit to be concerned about.
All right, Wendell Saylor, homeloans.com.au, 3, 2, and 1, please. Homeloans.com.au. Have been bringing us this all season, and they are the best and fairest when it comes to home loans.
Yeah, for me, one point goes to that man, Brandon Smith. He's just a bundle of energy and obviously, you know, slowed down a bit of time at the end, but that try scored too, you know. He just took him on, beat about two or three quality players through that middle third, so he gets 1, 2 points for me. Olam. Olam's defence was great. We know he can run. He set the standard early with that, you know, try assist there. He played some great football, and look, it's no surprise here, but this guy here, I'm a massive fan. Cam Munster, everything he does is class. He's got the 3 points tonight. He's saving tries. He's making breaks. He's doing it all. He's an absolute quality player. He's a great Queenslander, and I love him.
Yeah, King Cameron, yeah. He did it again.
And fullback, yeah.
While ever he's there, they got a big chance. All right, let's go. Let's head home. been a big day. What are you laughing at?
It's been a big day.
Yeah, it has been a big
day. Well done, guys.
You've done well, Wendell.
We've all done well, boys.
No, it's been a bastard of a day, to be honest, with the Paul Greed news, but Melbourne certainly turned it on the field. Tomorrow night, Triple M back for Warriors Canterbury.
Yep, can't wait.
And then the late game, Parramatta South. That's a thumping night of league coming up. Triple M rocking Thursday night football and rocking a big Melbourne win.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Throws a loose ball taken by Munster. Keeps it going to Kenny Bromwich. It's on to Oliver, who's got space down the sideline. He's got a chance on. Puts in a kick. Chases on. Meaning coming through. Dips the bounce. What a try. What a wonderful Melbourne Storm try. So it is opening up now after that tight beginning. Brendan Smith down the middle. Beats one. Beats another. He's away. Puts the foot down. Johns away to Munster, keeping it going to King, just setting it up on tackle number one. 12-0 Melbourne, played to Grant, keeps going left. Jesse Bromwich back after his short burst on the bench. Oh, flick pass, squeezed it out like an orange seed. Now it comes out to the wing. Here's Nofaluma. Melbourne get another. He's met centre field. Coruscant onto a charging lead. A steam train. Last 10 away, 7 on to Sorensen. Sorensen keeps going. Crump shovels it off. Uh-oh. He can't get there. He tried to plant it down. He planted it short and on the line.
Cameron Munster. It's Storm. They're on here tonight, boys. They want it. They're desperate.
Staines escapes Kenny Bromwich and then flips it back as he's tackled. Finds Coruscant. Coruscant for the line. They've saved it again. Wow. They're showing off now. And the ball's ripped down. Well, somehow, Melbourne's defence is getting better and better. Oh, stand up and applaud. Yes. We have seen one of the great club defensive displays in a long, long time. The Melbourne Storm have suffocated Penrith. 16 points to nil.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.